Welcome to the Big Band and Swing Podcast, brought to you by SwingCityRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, someone once said money isn't everything. Someone else once said music isn't everything. But we think that if you put them both together, maybe you haven't got everything, but we sure think you've got something, especially the way our own Dorothy L'Amour with the Crew Chiefs Quartet sings the Money Song.
If you got it, you don't need it. If you need it, you don't got it. You don't get it. Shame on you. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Them that have it, get more of it. Less they need it, more they love it. And it sticks to them like glue. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Ask the rich man, he'll confess. Money can't buy happiness. Ask the poor man, he don't doubt, but he'd rather be miserable than be without. If you spend it, please be wiser. If you save it, you're a miser. You don't want it, you're cuckoo. Funny, funny, funny what money can do.
Ask the rich man, he'll confess. Money won't buy happiness. Ask the poor man, he don't doubt, but he would rather be miserable with and without.
If you do not need it badly, banks will give it to you gladly. If you need it, nuts to you. Funny, funny, funny what money can do.
Funny, funny, funny what money can do.
It's funny what money can do.
Most people want some things more than they want others. Is there anything that will help them to get the things they want most? The answer is a budget. But how can a budget do this? Is it magic? First, just what is a budget? A budget is a plan for spending designed to give the maximum satisfaction for a given income.
Well, hey there, everyone. Welcome back to the Big Band and Swing Podcast. I'm your host, Ronaldo. I opened up today's show with a track called The Money Song by Dorothy L'Amour from November of 1948. We also heard a little clip from a 1950 educational film called Why Budget? Uh-oh, can you see a theme developing here? Well, this first set of music I'm going to play for you today all focuses on money. And of course, I'm going to scatter some of these select clips from this informative and fun little film so we can learn how to budget the money that we already have. But first, let's check out some listener mail.
Now hear this. Mail call.
So this week's email reads, Ronaldo, I just started to listen to Swing City Radio last week. Lately, I've been thinking about my grandmother and how she raised me on a lot of big band music. Now I listen to it at night. I am very pleased I found your station. I'm from Auburn, New York. Well, Vin from New York, thank you so much for reaching out and listening. And for those of you that just listened to this podcast, you are missing out on so much. Swing City Radio plays almost everything you hear on this podcast. Plus, so much more. I mean, so much more. I have a lot of tracks in rotation on there, so do yourself a favor and be sure to check it out. Now, let's hear some songs about money. This first track is from Benny Goodman and is called Minnie's in the Money.
Thank you.
have you heard that many's in the money? Take my word that many's in the money. She hasn't got a guy who's got a diamond mine, but she's a welder on the old assembly line. So bless her, yes sir, a many's in the money. A many's in the money, that's fine. She's helping Uncle Sam to keep his people free. She's okay, hooray, a many's in the do-re-mi.
Like to go, but outside of that, I've no use for dough. It's the root of all evil, of strife and upheaval. But I'm certain, honey, that life could be sunny with plenty of money and you.
Wilson, pretty young stenographer. She wants lots of things that money buys. But Betty is like most people. There's one thing that she wants more than anything else. Betty wants a new fur coat. She knows that the coat she wants is very expensive, but she can't help dreaming about it. Recently, Betty Wilson and a friend found themselves going to the drugstore almost every evening for sodas. Betty loves chocolate sodas. But one evening she counted the cost for a whole year. She was amazed. She found that even though one soda costs very little, her sodas for a whole year cost more than she had thought possible. Now Betty must decide whether to go on drinking sodas or have her coat a little sooner. The budget will not decide this for her, but will show her that she must make the choice. The budget helps people to buy what they really want instead of spending money on lesser desires.
Yum, Mom!
La 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 la. Money is the root of all evil. Money is the root of all evil. Won't contaminate myself with it. Take it away, take it away, take it away. If a woman calls a man honey, and it's on account of his money, honey and money will soon be gone. Take it away, take it away, take it away. I got the one I love. I got the moon and stars above. I got my youth and health. What do I want with wealth? Money is the root of all evil. Money is the root of all evil. Won't contaminate myself with it. Take it away, take it away, take it away. La 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 la. La, 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 la. Haven't got a cent, but don't worry. Haven't got a job, but no hurry. I would answer if they gave me gold. Take it away, take it away, take it away. If you want no income tax, mister, take it easy and relax, mister. When they offer work, be strong and say, take it away, take it away, take it away.
Money is the Root of All Evil by the Andrews Sisters from a V-disc issued in February of 1946. You know, I've never really agreed with that saying, money is the root of all evil. I've always viewed money as neutral. I mean, it can lead you to do bad things, or it can lead you to do good things. I mean, kind of like a knife, you can use it to stab someone, or you can use it to butter your toast. The knife is just an instrument. What you do with it is up to you. Well, anyway, we also heard With Plenty of Money and You by Tommy Dorsey and Benny Goodman with Minnie's in the Money. So here's a question. Have you ever thought what you would do if you won the lottery? I mean, like a big one, say like $600 million. I think it's safe to say that if I won, those squirrels that I feed in the backyard would be getting unsalted macadamia nuts and not those bulk peanuts I feed them now. Knowing me, I would just keep on doing what I'm doing now, this podcast, this radio station, but I would surely stop asking you for support, and I would just do all of this fun stuff in a much nicer location, say a beachfront condo or something. Well, anyway, it's fun to dream about. So up next, let's listen to some Lionel Hampton. This is Hamp Boogie Woogie from March of 1945.
Thank you. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Air station down in Jacksonville, Florida, like the music on the pretty side. Here's the band and Ray with The Things I Love. Nice picking, boys.
What could J.D. Perry, president of the First National Bank, wealthy and influential citizen of his community, share with Joe Clark, day laborer? J.D. Perry is budgeting so that he can buy that airplane. He has several incomes and many expenditures, so his budget is written on paper, but that is not necessary for everyone. Let's see what happened to Mr. Perry when a car salesman took him in to see the latest model. J.D.'s car is 2 years old, and it's nothing like this gleaming beauty. J.D. was tempted. But wise man that he is, Mr. Perry told the salesman that he'd have to think it over. When he got home that night, he consulted his plan for spending. He found that if he bought the car, he'd have to postpone buying the airplane. The airplane was what J.D. had decided he really wanted, so he decided not to buy the car. His budget made him realize that he couldn't have both right away. His budget helped him steer a straighter course toward his goal.
As we present Will Osborne, and he presents Bonnie Lou Williams and Oh Brother.
Thank you. When I look in his eyes, oh, oh brother. And when he sighs, oh, brother. Out of this world, he takes me out of this world into a dream, a lovely dream. I feel a sprinkle of stardust.
Brother by Will Osborne and his orchestra from September of 1945. We also heard The Things I Love by Glenn Miller, Hamp Boogie Woogie by Lionel Hampton, and the sad, sad tale of J.D. Perry, who decided that he couldn't buy that shiny new car he wanted because he was saving up for an airplane. J.D., we all have to make sacrifices, but my heart goes out to you, buddy. Well, I have one last song to play for you today, but before I go, I just want to remind you that if you'd like to help support this podcast, you can learn more at supportswing.com. And don't you worry, if I do win the lottery, you will all be among the first to know. Also, feel free to email me anytime at swingcityradio@gmail.com. Keep those emails coming. I love putting them in the podcast. So this last song today is by Ray Noble and is called Wilshire Wobble. It's a great little song. And until next week, be sure to stay healthy, keep smiling, and I'll see you soon. Thank you so much for listening.
matter how good your budget is, it can't help you if you don't stick to it. When the Clarks first started budgeting, Joe came home one night with a new shotgun. It cost a lot of money, money which was not included in the budget. At the end of the month, Joe got a letter from the landlord. He had to sell the shotgun in order to pay the rent. If Joe had consulted his budget, he would have discovered that he could not afford the gun at that time. Joe learned that his budget could help him only if he let it help him, only if he was willing to stick to it.
Thank you so much for listening to the Big Band and Swing Podcast. Don't forget to follow this podcast, and please feel free to leave me a 5-star review. Also, if you'd like to help support the Big Band and Swing Podcast, simply go to supportswing.com and consider becoming a Hepcat. That web address again, supportswing.com. If you'd like to email me your comments, questions, or would just like to say hello, you can email me anytime at swingcityradio@gmail.com or through my website at bigbandpodcast.com. The recordings played on this podcast, to the best of my knowledge, are considered public domain. The recordings have been cleaned up, edited, and touched up only to increase the enjoyment for the listener, and I do my best to credit the performers during the podcast. Please email me with any copyright concerns. I take great care to only use recordings, song versions, and other audio materials that are considered public domain, but I am only human, so let me know of any issues. The Big Band and Swing Podcast is recorded, edited, and produced at Swing City Studios and brought to you by SwingCityRadio.com. And as always, thank you so much for listening.